Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Chaf Aleph. We'll pick it up on the very bottom line, the Mishnah, on the very last line of Chaf Amud Beis. So Mishnah says, "Ein maskirin lahem batim be'eretz Yisrael." Right, you're not allowed to rent a house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael. If it ain't sarach loyman, it's not even necessary to tell you that you can't do his sodos, any fields. I'm always going to explain. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael proper. Uvasuria, and in Syria, maskirin lahem batim. You're allowed to rent a house to a goy of a low sodos, but you can't rent fields. Vechutz la'aretz, in the third level, in chutz la'aretz, moichin lahem batim umaskirin sodos divrei Reb Meir. So this is the sheet of Meir that you're allowed to sell them houses, and you can rent fields to a goy, according to Reb Meir. So we have three levels. We have in Eretz Yisrael, we have Syria, and then we have in chutz la'aretz. Reb Yossi says, be'eretz Yisrael, maskirin lahem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent houses to a goy, have a low sodos, but not fields. Uvasuria, in Syria, moichrin batim umaskirin sodos. You're allowed to sell them houses and you can rent fields. V'chutz la'aretz moichrin elu ve'elu. And in chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to sell both houses and fields. Af b'makom she'amru lahazkir, and even in a place the Chazal said that you're allowed to rent a home, lo lebeis dira amru. That's not for a residence. That you can't do. B'bnei shehu machnis l'stocho Avodah Zarah, because he's going to bring inside of his Avodah Zarah. Shnemar lo sovia toeva el beisecha. You're not allowed to bring an abomination into your house. V'chol makom lo yazkir lo es hamerchatz. And also, you're not allowed any place to rent them out of the merchatz, a bathhouse, mipnei shehu nikra al shmo. Gemara is going to explain what that means, that it looks like the actual Jew is doing malacha on Shabbos. So Rashi says on the Mishnah, ein maskirin batim, right? You're not allowed to rent houses, legoy be'eretz Yisrael, gezeira mishum mechira. This is a prohibition because you might come to actually sell the house to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, to iser doraisahi, and that's prohibited from the Torah. Shenoisin lehem chanaya bekarka, to give them, we saw yesterday's daf about the different drushes about giving them land. Rashi ain't sarach loim resodos, and certainly not even a field, to ikitarte li sura. There's going to be two problems. Confucius Gemara is going to speak out. What exactly are the two prohibitions? And then Syria. What exactly is Syria? Aram Tsova. Right. This is Syria, modern day. Usmuch l'Eretz Yisrael. It's next to Eretz Yisrael. The Kivsha David bechibro l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael shloal pi hadibur. The David conquered this on his own and connected it to Eretz Yisrael without the divine command of Elosh Shishim Ribu, without the 600,000 men fighting with him. For Korilei, that's why it's called Kibush Yochid. So we'll see later on, Tosfos on Chaf Aleph is going to explain, give a little bit different. They're going to quote the, we'll do it now. Do it now, because we're on the Inyan. Tosfos is in Dibur HaMasechta Kibush Yochid, so he quotes the Rashi, and then the three lines down at Tosfos, Lekach Nira, a little bit differently. Kol she'ein lo reshus lekavish nikra chutz la'aretz. Anything you didn't have permission to conquer is called Eretz Yisrael. Dechol zman shelo kavish kol Eretz Yisrael lo hayelo reshus lekavish chutz la'aretz. So it's the problem was that the entire land of Eretz Yisrael itself was not yet conquered. And the way I think the Masbir this, when the Sugi comes up in Gittin, it's like Kedusha overflows. So you can't yet have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael overflowing to Chutz La'aretz until your cup is full. So that's the problem over here. V'hochi is v'sifri parshas Ekev, Shkovish David Aram Naharayim Aram Tzova, he conquered these lands. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Somach L'Paltrein Shelcha Lo Kovsha. You didn't conquer next to your palace. V'ata Holi Chokovsha Chutz La'aretz, and you're going out now and conquering Chutz La'aretz. So again, that's the different Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos as to what exactly is it called Kibush Yochid. Is it because you didn't have permission, you didn't go with everybody, you did it on your own, or because you quote-unquote jumped the gun and conquered that little lands before you conquered the rest of Eretz Yisrael? That's the Rashi and the Tosfos. There is a vort from the Shem Yishmuel. He says on Parshas Nitzavim, why Kibush Yochid lo Shmei Kibush? So it says, Lama ki Eretz Yisrael atzma hi Knesses Yisrael. Beautiful idea. Eretz Yisrael is the Jewish people. It's Knesset Yisrael. Ki sham misachid am Yisrael. There in Eretz Yisrael, we become an achdus. V'nasim ki ish echad. Become like one person. L'chein, therefore, hakibish tzarech glios al yidei haklal v'lo yechidi. That's why the klal has to happen. The kibush, I'm sorry, has to happen through the klal. Klal Yisrael belongs in Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful idea. Just one more vort. Before we start the Gemara, there's a Lekutei Sichas in volume Hey from the Lubavitch Rebbe. He quotes this idea. He says, "V'hini b'sifri mashma the kibush yochi lo shme kibush b'pnei shel kovash techila es kol eretz Yisrael kula." Right, as we just said, that the whole land wasn't yet conquered. V'osa shlo kitar. Yesh loymar kedushas eretz Yisrael lo nigmara machmas hakibush levad ela be'ikar. That's not the reason why. B'pnei shehashem yizborach hikdish osa avur am Yisrael. He sanctified this land for the Bnei Yisrael. Lechein ilu David hayekoyvesh techila es Eretz Yisrael kula. If David would have conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, v'achakachesh Suria, and then afterwards he would have taken Suria, ha'isagam hi kedusha. It would have had. Kedichsiv kol malkum asher tidroch rach kafar lechem bo lechem nesativ. Any place where your feet will tread, right? This idea of personal initiative, of taking advantage and conquering, like Rabbi Menachem Liebtag explains, of this promise that Hashem has, we have to be proactive. Sapirish Rashi Sham, Yeh Kodesh V'yeh Shalachem. It'll be Kodesh, it'll be yours. Ach Suria, so to Assyria, says Lubavitch Rebbe. Mikavin Shenichbishach Shalok Ketorah, but since it was conquered, Shalok Ketorah, Odefnei Gemar Kivish Eretz Yisrael, before the entire land was of Eretz Yisrael was, Af Shenichnu Lehem Mitzad HaKibush, Kedusha Ein Bo. Yes, you got it from the Kibush, but you didn't have the Kedusha in it. Okay, beautiful idea. You know, the Maya said, how do we pask, you know? Let's just, thought we'd get to the Gemara yet. One more, the Shulchan Aruch. In your day, Kuf Nun Aleph. So in Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud. After Mokum Shehitiuli, he's. No, that's not the one I wanted to look at. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's the wrong halacha. I'll have to come back to that. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ein Sarach Loimer Sodos. Right? What would it mean when the Mishnah said that it's not even necessary to talk about renting fields? You're not allowed to do that. So Elaim, if you're going to suggest, and an Elaim always rejects the answer, you're going to tell me, Mishum to Is Beitarte, that there's two halachic problems with having the Goy rent the field. So Chada, one of them is Chaniz Akarka, to give them actually, to encamp on the land, to give them land. Vechad, and the second one, to Kam Mafka, Lo Mi Meiser, you're going to be Oikirit, you're Mafkiit from separating a maisis, that cannot be pshat. And Rose explains why that's not correct. Ihochi, if that was true, senbatanami ikitarte, but by houses, then you'd also have the same two prohibitions. Chada chanayas karka, giving them land. The chada, the second problem would be not from maiser, deko mafka lo mi mezuzah. You're going to be oike the mitzvah of setting up a mezuzah. So Amar Rav Misharshi says, right? No, the answer is back. Mezuzah chovas hadarhu, that the obligation of putting up a mezuzah is on the resident, right? It's not an obligation; it's on the house itself. Therefore, if there's no Jew living in the house, it's not chayv to put up a mezuzah, right? So this would mean by renting a house to a goy, you're not really being ochre the mitzvah, right? This is a sugi in the beginning of Pesachim. I think on Daf Dalet also you have this idea that the mezuzah is a chovas hadar. The Rambam over here. Let's find this Rambam. The Rambam tells us in the very end of Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Hey, Yud Aleph, Hamaskir Bayis Lechavero, Al Hasochir Lehavi Mezuzah. It's on the Sochir to bring the Mezuzah, Likvoa, Oso, Afilu Hayanoisin Schar Al Kvyoso. Even if he's paying for it. Mipnei, why Shem Mezuzah Chovas Adar, it's a obligation on the one who's renting it. It's not a chiv on the house itself. In other words, there's no obligation to go buy a house in order to fulfill the mitzvah of mezuzah. Because yotze lo yitlena biyado v'yotze. This is the source when selling a home to leave the mezuzahs up. But it depends who you're selling it to. That's only if you're selling it to a goy. You take the mezuzah with you. Im hay habayis shokusi hareza notalas kishiyotze. You take it away. But if you are selling it to a Jew, then the minhag is to in fact leave the mezuzahs, and that's when you have a firm realtor, they know how to work it out. That's a part of the cheshbon in the sale as well. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, but Surya maskirin batim. In Surya we rent houses, but we don't do the fields, right? Someone asks, Maishna machira delo. What's the difference about selling houses that you're not allowed to sell them in Surya? Samura says, Mishum Mechira de Eretz Yisrael. So we sell in the Rashi, because if we let you do it, we're scared that you're going to actually sell them in Eretz Yisrael. And that's a problem. See, Hachi, one second. if that's true, mischiros nami nigzor. She should also make a gezera that you can't rent a house to a goy in Syria, because that's going to lead to renting it in Eretz Yisrael. So Moses says no. He gufa gezera, right? The prohibition against renting houses in Eretz Yisrael, that itself is the gezera, right? V'nana nekem v'nigzor gezera gezera. We're going to make a gezera gezera. We're going to make a secondary one, right? The prohibition itself against is renting houses was only that you might come to actually sell it. V'ho aschiras sada b'suria. I'm going to ask 1 second, but you're going to tell me there's an iser of renting fields in Syria, right? Gezera gezera he. That's also a twofold, two-step gezera, right? But nevertheless, we do make the gezera. So it says, no. Hosam lav gezerahu. That's not a gezera. Why? The ksavar kibush yochid shmei kibush. This idea about Rabbi Meir says that the kibush yochid is called the kibush. So then, once Syria was conquered by David HaMelech, right? So then, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, in fact, applies to it. Once now, Gemara says, Soda de ispe tarte, but the soda, which has two problems. So what is it? One, we saw that you're going to be giving a goy, you're helping them get land in Eretz Yisrael. And the other thing was that you're mafkia it now from taking off the Trumas and Maisers. So goz rubei rabonon, right? So in that case, where there was a field, the Rabbonim did make a gezera, batim de lesbehu tarte, but in the case of the houses, which do not have them, lo gozru behu rabbanan. Therefore, they did not make a gezera on the houses. Okay. Then continuing now with Rabbi Meir, he said bechutz laaretz, right? That you're not allowed to. Wait, sorry, chutz laaretz. What again? You could sell houses and you could rent fields, but you can't sell the field to a goy, right? So sod the east beitarte. Since the field has the two problems when it's in Eretz Yisrael, gozru behu rabbanan. They made a gezera. Batim deleis behu tarte. But Abayis does not have this problem. Lo gozru behu rabbanan. Then they did not make a gezera against that would prohibit making a mechira sale. Then we worked out now the shita of, that was Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yossi Omer, Be'eretz Yisrael maskirin lehem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to rent houses, but not fields to a goy. It's my time. What's the reason you could rent the houses, but not the fields? So saw those to Isbahu Tarte by the fields, which we have two problems. Gazubhu Rabbanon, therefore they made a gezera that you shouldn't rent the field in Eretz Yisrael. Batim to Isbahu Tarte, but a bias does not have the two problems. Lo Gazubhu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon did not prevent you from renting a house to a goy. Uva Surya Mokhrin, and in Surya, continuing the Sashita of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, you are allowed to sell a house and to rent a field, but you can't sell a field. So then we're asked, my timo, what? Why can't you, why can you sell a house but not the field? It says, Kesavri holds kibush yochid lo shmei kibush, that when an individual in David HaMelech conquered it, it was not a proper kibush, right? And therefore, there is no prohibition on a deraisa level against selling a house in Syria, right? Uvesada de East Beitarte, and again, back to the field, but problem with the field, so they have these two problems of giving the land and of the Meiser. So Gazubahu Rabbanan. Batim de Leisbahu Bat Tarte, but the house doesn't have these two issues. Lo Gazubahu Rabbanan. Therefore, there is not a gazir on them. The Rambam actually gives us a little of a hakdama. Where is this? Here. The Rambam is in the very beginning of Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk. Sorry, Halacha Beis. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Eretz Yisrael Hamur Bechol Mokom, He Beartzos Shekivshon Melech Yisrael. Right, any the land we're talking about was conquered by a Melech Onavi Midas Rov Yisrael, with the understanding, the knowledge of the Rov Yisrael. V'zeh Hanikra Kibush Rabim. That's what's called in the halachic context, Kibush Rabim. Aval Yochid Mi Yisrael. Right, if you have an individual, O Mishpacha, or a family, O Shevet, a tribe, Shehochu V'Kovshu La'atzmon. Right, Malcolm, if they themselves would conquer the land, afilu min haaretz shenitna laAvraham, even if it was part of the land that was promised to Avram Avinu, ein nikra Eretz Yisrael, This is not called Eretz Yisrael, Kadesh in Hagu Bo, called mitzvahs, that you would keep the Trumas and Maisers from these lands. Bipnei Zeh, because of this concern, right, that if they would do it on their own, that's why Yeshua Beis Din, or Kol Eretz Yisrael Shvatim, that's why Yeshua and his Beis Din gave out, divided up all the lands, right? We know the second half of Sefer Yeshua is you know, giving us all the details of who got what. Afal pi shlo nichbasho, even though it hasn't been conquered, kadei shlo yehei kibush yochid, right? It shouldn't be a kibush yochid, kishiyale kol shevet v'shevet v'chabish chelko, when each one went and conquered their lands. So that's why Yoshua divided it up in advance in order to prevent this problem, and therefore all of the mitzvahs would be nohig. Okay, so in the Mishnah Kedino, for Chutz La'aretz Moichrin. In Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to sell both the houses and the fields. My time, what's the reason you're allowed to do this? Gemara says, Kevin Dimirachak Lo Gazrinan. This is so far, right? It's far from Eretz Yisrael that there's no Gezera, unlike Surya, which is next to Eretz Yisrael. So it was Shaykh to make a Gezera in that. But to selling a home or a field to a non-Jew, okay? That's not a problem. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. The halacha pass, he follows like Rabbi Yosi. In other words, you're allowed to sell homes outside of Eretz Yisrael to a goy. Om Rav Yosef. Bilvad shlo yasena shchuna. As long as you don't make it into a real settlement of them. V'kamesh shchuna. How many homes is it when you sell it that it's called a shchuna, like maybe a neighborhood, we'll translate a settlement? So Tana, we learned, ein shchuna p'chusa mishlosha b'nei adam. No, a shchuna is defined by having three people, three houses living there. So the Gemara says, well, one second. So maybe we have to be aware that this yid is going to sell it to a goy for ozil heich umezabin leletrei, and then it's going to go sell the other two. So then you're going to have a three homes, and that's going to be a shchun. That's going to be a problem. So Amar Abaye, no, alifne for one lifne iver mipak dinan. We're makpid on that, right? Alifne did lifne, but a two-step removal process lo mapak dinan. We're not going to be concerned about this, right? About the lifne iver lo titein michshol. In other words, the prohibition applies only when you cause them to do it directly, but not like a situation like this where the prohibition would be two steps removed from the Jew's action. And this is the halacha I was going to quote. So it's Kuf Nun Aleph Tes. Lo yimchor v'lo yaskir l'gimel oivde kochavim b'yachad. Right? You're not allowed to sell or to rent to three oivde kochavim b'yachad b'shchunas ha'yehudim in a Jewish neighborhood. Aval le'echad o le'shnayim mutar limkor o le'haskir. Right, you're allowed to, for one or two, you're allowed to do this. Kol ma sheyirtze v'lo yachayshinen shem yimkor o yaskir hu lacherim. We're not going to have to be concerned about that. It could be it's going to happen, but that's not of a halachic concern to us. And on this, the Taz brings lo yimkor, right? Af b'chutz la'aretz, right? So even in chutz la'aretz, it would seem that This prohibition would be. Okay. Where are we up to? Af b'makom. Yeah, right at the bottom. Af b'makom she'omru lahazkir. In the Mishnah said, even in a place where you're allowed to rent a house to a goy, right? So you're not allowed to rent it for him to use it as a residence. So the Gemara makes a diak. Mechlal de'ikaduchta de'lo mogri. That would imply that there's a place where you're not allowed to rent a house to a non-Jew. Then we go to the top of the base. Ustama k'Rabbi Meir. So the Stam opinion must be going like Rameh, right? The Rabbi Yosi, if you're going to say that it's going like Rabbi Yosi, you can't say like that, right? Because he holds Bechol Duchta Mogre. You're allowed to rent it in any place, right? Even including in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why you have to come on and say that this is Rabbi Meir. Okay. Bechol Mokom Lo Yiskor. The Mishnah said, any place you're not allowed to rent, this is talking about a Merchatz, right? You can't, because it's going to be called by the name of the owner. So what does that mean? Just speak this out for a second. You know, imagine you have a Jewish company. That's Schwartz's bathhouse. That's you know, Weingarten's thing. You know, pick your favorite name. Pick your favorite Cohen, Dweck, whatever name you want to use. It has Yiddish endowments, so people are going to call it by the name. You rented it out. It's not used doing it. No, but people are going to say that it's in. They're going to get confused. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer lo yizkor adam merchatzo legoy. You cannot allow to rent out your bathhouse to a goy. Mipnei shenikra al shemo, because it's being called by his name. The goy ze oisibo malacha b'shabasos of yom tovim, and he's going to be going to say, hey, what's going on over here? This guy's doing, this Jew's doing malacha on Shabbos on yom tov. No, you're not allowed to do this. The Gemara says, right, aval akusi mai. What's the din by akusi? So Rashi says on the second line down, kusi lo avid malacha b'shabbos. So a kusi is not going to do malacha on Shabbos. Ava b'chol shel moed ovid. But in chol moed, the kusi will do malacha. V'le midrash soifrim lo chayshi. Because they don't hold from the rabbanans. So you see clearly the Rashi is learning that malacha on chol moed is a dirabbanan, which is how we paskin, but there is a machloikas, and the Ramban holds it's deraisa. There's a whole sugya there. It's almost like three shitas. It's either deraisa, it's derabon, and there's like a pshara that really the concept of malacha on Chol HaMoed is deraisa, but it was left up to the Rabbanim to be magdi mil, to actually clarify what exactly malachas are in fact prohibited, right? So when I ask about a kusi, so just the kusim, right? These were these, the Sancheriv, you know, mixed everybody up, right? So in the end, in Malachim Beis, in Perek Yud Zayin, so they started getting attacked because they weren't so frum. So they started shaping up a little bit and started keeping Torah and mitzvahs. But that's because the lions were eating them up. So there's a whole machlokas, a running machlokas throughout Shas. What's the status of kusim? Are they Geri Emes? They were really truthful, honest, sincere converts? No, they were Geri because of the Arayos, the lions. The Arayos were eating them up. So the Gemara now has a question now. Could you rent your merchatz? Right, okay, it's also for a goy. But what's the din by a kusi? Aval kusi mai. So shari, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. So from the fact that it didn't mention this, you see it's mutter. So kusi, emer ovid be malacha b'chol shel moed. Right? But why don't say the kusi is going to be doing malacha on chol moed? So the Gemara says, b'chol shel moed ananami avdinen. Okay, so he's going to do malacha. We also do malacha. Rashi points out, what's our malacha b'chol shel moed? L'dida nami shari l'hachem merchatzos. We're allowed to heat up the... heat up the bathhouses on Chol HaMoed. Aval sadehu legoy mais. The Gemara says, okay, it's also to rent your merchatz to a goy, but what about your field, right? So shari, that is allowed. My time, what's the reason you're allowed? Because arisa arisuse ko'oved. The Oris is doing like his own work. In other words, the way the Ramban explains this, we have a concept of adaita denafshe ka'ovid, that when you have a goy doing work, he's doing it for himself. Like a lamashal, you know, prohibition of amir la'akum, or let me say better, like, let's say you drop off your car at the mechanic, and it's a day job. It takes one day to do the work, but you drop it off a few days before Shabbos. So the fact that the goy decided to do work on your car on Saturday, on Shabbos, so that's not a problem because Adaita Nafshikov, he chose to do it on there. He had 3 days to do the malach, and for his own personal, whatever, convenience, it worked out that was the best time to do it for him. So that'd be mutter. If you drop it off 10 minutes before Shabbos, and you tell him, I gotta pick it up, I gotta go to my Maleva Malka, I gotta go to my Shul dinner, I gotta go whatever it is, then I need it like, 10 minutes after Shabbos is over, that's a problem, because you're forcing the goy to do the malacha. But again, if you have time, same thing with dry cleaner. If he has time to do it, and he just happens to do his malacha for himself, that's the same thing. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Oris, Arisuse Ko'oved. Merchatz Nami Omri. So by the Merchatz also, we'll say the same thing. Arisa Arisusa ka'aved, that he's doing it for himself. So the Gemara says, no, you can't, because Arisa de merchatz lo avde enashe. No, people don't usually make this type of, an oris, like a sharecropper for a bathhouse. So therefore it comes out that people are going to assume that the goy is really just a hired worker, and he is not working for himself, he's working for the Jew. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Lo Yazkir Adam Sadehi L'Kusi. We learned in a braisa that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says you're not allowed to rent your field to a kusi. Mipnei Shinikris Al Shemo, because it's called by your name. They call it Schwartz's field, Cohen's field, you know, Jaffe's field. The kusi zeh oisibo malacha b'chol shamoed, and this kusi is going to do malacha on Chol Moed. So we're in verse that it comes out that it's also to rent your field to a kusi. Aval goy mai. But what about a goy? What would the halacha be in that case? So shari, you see, it's mutter. The amrik, because people are going to say arisa arisuse ovid. He's a sharecropper. He's working for himself, not for the Jewish owner. So ihochi, if that's true, so kusi nami amri. Why don't you say the same svara? As by the goy, we'll say okay. But if the kusi were not arisa arisuse ovid, right? That he's going to. Why don't we say that the kusi is as well? He's just working for himself as an aris, right? I turned on the top of Amud Aleph. Ari susa le Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar leisle. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold from this kind of concept. He's going to work as an oris rather than for the Jew. Ela goy, my time of mutters. Then if that's true, why by the goy that it's allowed to rent to him? So Gemara says, da'arinan le, if you tell him do something v'tzayis, he's going to listen to you. If you tell him you can't do malach on certain days, you tell him we don't work on Shabbos, he's going to listen. You tell the contractor don't come to my home on Shabbos, he's going to listen. Don't come on Yom Tov, he's going to listen to you. That's by the goy. Kusi na'amirinan le v'tzayis. So let's just tell the kusi also, we don't do malach on Shabbos, we don't do malach on Yom Tov. So no, kusi lo tzayis, the kusi is not going to listen to you, right? The Omer, he's going to say, ana gamirna tefei minach, I know how to learn better than you. I'm a bigger lamdan than you are, right? The kusim had their own version of the Torah, which they held, l'shit hasam, they held they are correct, since they hold from their own twisted, corrupted svaras, but nevertheless, they think they're right, they're not going to listen to the yid. So they're going to claim, I understand the halacha better than you do, and I'm not going to listen. The goy, okay, the goy's not going to, you know, get into a whole fight. You have to be careful, actually. I know I heard a story from Chesgel Orbach, not a mashgiach in this particular place, and they were trying to come up with a chumah. They didn't want to kash or something. So the goy turns to them and says, why don't you rely upon the leniency of the Rabbeinu Tam? He was shocked. The mashgiach didn't know what to do. The guy knew somebody had explained something to him about a certain kul that exists about Linus. Okay, but you have to be careful about what you say. But the kusim taka know how to learn, so they're not going to listen. Gemara says, ihochi. If this is true, then my area mipnei shenikras al shemo. So why do you have to come on to the svara that because the field is being called by the name of the Jew? Typically, learn it out. We should be lifting even losite nechshol. This is a prohibition of, you know, putting a stumbling block in front of the blind. So Gemara says chad v'od kamar. It's Rabbi Shimon Elazar is saying one reason. He's adding another. Right? He's adding chad mishum. Lifnei Iver. One reason is why you can't do this because this is Lifnei Iver. The Ode, and an additional reason, Mipnei Shnikras Al Shemon. The second reason is because it's going to be called by the name of the Jew. This is a fascinating discussion that we're talking here about Malach Derabonan. So is that really Shaykh? Could you have such a thing, Lifnei Iver, on a Derabonan? And it's Lifnei Iver itself is a fascinating topic, because Pashat Pshat, Lifnei Iver, means don't put a physical stumbling block on a blind person. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So if I physically placed an item and he trips, okay. But we know that you have a bad advice, right? So Lifnei Iver, you lead somebody to do something wrong. But here, if we're talking about a Derabonan, how is it Shaykh to talk about you're over Lifnei Iver, De'araisa, on a Derabonan? So the one side is to say that no, maybe you're not really over a lifnei even unless it's a deraisa, because you can't be transgress something that the Torah says is really allowed. In other words, deraisa, this action is permitted. So now you can tell me what you were over lifnei even on something the Torah allows? So that's one side. But the other way is to say no. What does lifnei even mean? Don't cause a person to stumble. I'm not talking physically, literally, we're talking figuratively. Don't cause a person to mess up. So who cares whether they're messing up being over on a deraisa, or who cares whether they're being over on a derabanan? Mali deraisa, mali derabanan. If you're causing a person to do something inappropriate, even if the rabbanim are the ones who say that it's inappropriate, so then you're right. The person is over lifnei iver on a derabanan. And that's how the Mefarshim explained what's going on over here, that you do find a source for this fascinating discussion about the possibility of lifnei iver even extending to isurim derabanan. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick it up from the on Chaf Beis tomorrow.